Parsha Tzitzaveh, this week's Parsha as well is Parsha Zochir. I'd like to connect the halachas of the creation of the garments of Aaron to the lessons that we have from Parsha Zochir, which is a deraisa, as you know. And the Parsha begins where Kodesh Baruch Hu commands Moshe Rabbeinu, Vasisa Bigdei Kodesh. This is in Perek Chof Ches, Pasuk Beis, Vasisa Bigdei Kodesh, and you should make for your brother Bigdei Kodesh, Aaron Echicha, for Aaron your brother, L'chovoid u'l'seforis. Now, Kovod and Seforis are really two opposites. Kovod is really, really glory. It's splendor. It is, it's gaiva to an extent, right? And those are clothes to draw to oneself honor, to draw to oneself, respect from people who see you. A melech, for example, wears clothing that befits a melech. Tiferes is exactly the opposite. Tiferes is anova. Tiferes is rachamim. So over here, Moshe Rabbeinu was told to make for Aaron a kohen clothing that had within it two opposite effects. On one hand, it should have the effect of bringing towards it kovod, or bringing towards it honor, that people see you have honor. Besides sheni, chas v'chalila should Aaron a kohen be one that wears it, and he should become a balgaiva through this. So Nat Hashem says, no, it should be the tefaris as well. It should be, when you're wearing it, you should feel that you have the elements of rachamim, the elements of anova, that you should wear these clothes with dignity, but it should not be chalila used as a tool to bring bad midas out of you. Very interestingly, Achashverosh, when he sat on his king, you know, in his, amongst all his many, many people who came for the Suda, Achashverosh decided to wear the Bigdei Kohanah. Medrash brings down all the Bigdei Kohanah. What was the message behind him wearing the Bigdei Kohanah besides, obviously, insulting Klal Yisrael? What's the deal behind the Bigdei Kohanah? So the Chassam Sefer says that, the Achashverosh wanted to give over the impression that he was a Amami person. He was a nationwide caring individual, that he is a population person. He's not a person who's sitting aloof like his sarima, like his ministers are. He understands what the people want. You know, today's elections, you're not shkufim, yeah? You're not see-through. Yeah, it's a whole concept that you take people seriously, you're one of them. So, Achashverosh was a melech, he was a king, but he wanted to show that he had a nova as well, that he has a speech, he has a language with the people. And therefore this, he wanted to wear the kovod and the tefaris, which is a unique element that you find in a Bigdei Kohanah. Did he do very well? Of course not. At the end of the party, he got so angry with his wife, he killed him, and says, Mi'esha sorry bebesoy. That is absolute gaiva. That's absolute, midas hadin, right? But that was the concept of Achashverosh, was to tune in to the unique elements of Bigdei Kohanah, that's kovod and tefaris, that are really opposing, ultimately opposing forces of kovod, which is gaiva, self-esteem as it were, and tefaris, and the ideas over here of anova. And the parasha, as the parasha goes through, you'll see that this element of the pull and the push, of one against the other, of good midas against bad midas, is apparent all the way through the Bigdei Kohanah. I'll give another example. The Pasuk says that there's a chiyuv to make, one of the Bigdei Kohanah is a tzitz. This is in Pasuk Lamed Vav, Vasisa tzitz zav tohir, and you should make a tzitz, a headplate of pure gold, v'upetachta olav, and you should engrave upon it petuchei chosam, engrave like a signet ring, kodesh lashem, kodesh. What does it mean? Upetachta olav petuchei chosam. What does it mean? And you should engrave in it like a signet ring, kodesh lashem. What's pshat over there? So the Gemara brings down that the tzitz was a kapara for azus metzach. A tzitz is a kapara for azus, azus, the correct word would be
brazenness.
And which it goes in metzach, like the pasuk says, metzach isha zoyna. There's a certain brazenness that is apparent on a person's forehead, and therefore the tzitz is on that area of the body, of the forehead, to have a kapara to atone for azus metzach. However, what's brought down many, many places is azus is not a terrible thing. In fact, Ben Zoyman says you should be az kanomer, a person should be brazen like a leopard. So azus is not a bad thing. Azus, if used in the correct way, is a fantastic thing. The Keren Atzvi brings down, the Mishnah says, as upon the Gehenna. Yeah, he says as upon the Gehenna, or boy shes upon the Gan Eden. A person who's as upon goes to Gehenna. A person who's brazen goes to Gehenna. Or boy shes upon a person who is not brazen, opposite to brazen, goes to Gan Eden. He hirotzo mul fenachol she bonet beis migdosh meher of yomenu. That's a possible. That's a mishnah. What's the connection? I'm sure you all had this question. A person should be brazen. Hirotzo she bonet beis migdosh. It's not the end of Ovis. Yeah, what's this? What's Shibon Beis Midosh? So he says from Karen Tzvi brings down, Tzvi Hishverba says that in today's world, in the living in a world of Golus, he says, unfortunately, we're living in a society where unless you're brazen, you cannot bring up a family. Unless you're brazen, you cannot run a shul. You have these committees, and you have, you know, the president of the synagogue decides, you know, whether the car park should be open on Shabbos or not. Okay, it's decisions for how the shul should look, perhaps. Maybe what chandelier should be bought, fine. But you're getting involved in halacha. The rabbi has to stand up sometimes and make, if necessary, an as upon him decision. No, you're wrong, you can't do this, you can't, you know, I cannot allow this. So he says in today's world, as upon him, legehenim, is not exactly true. In an ideal world of Yerotzim Shibona Beis Midrash here of Yomenu, in a world where the Beis Midrash is built and we're living in a world in a society where everything is perfect, that's when Aspolin Leganem. But today's world, unfortunately, Aspolin Leganeden. Sometimes a person has to be brazen, he'll go to Ganeden. Beautiful thought. Yeah? So he said, that's out over here. When you have a tzitz is a kapora for Azus Metzach. It's a kapora for brazenness. But says Chassam Sofer, by all means, make a tzitz that zohov, that is gold, to be a kapora for Azus Metzach. But upitachto olav chosem. But use that very tzitz, use that very concept of brazenness as a signet ring. In other words, use it sometimes to create a force. Sometimes use it to put down law, to sign yourself with Metzach, with Azus Metzach. In other words, this brazenness can sometimes be used as a signet ring. A signet ring was one of the most valuable tools. Brazenness can be used as the most valuable tools. As long as it is, Kodesh Lashem, as long as you're using it for the right purposes. In other words, that's what we see. We have Kovod and Tforos, we have Gaiva, we have Anova. Sometimes each one should be used in its correct purposes. Sometimes Azus Metzach Ligan Eden and some Az Mesach Ligahenim. It really depends upon how we're using the various different tools that Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us in the correct way in order to be able to function in a world that is full of different challenges. Sometimes you have to use this way, sometimes you have to use that. How do we know how to use what? So the Zman HaTorah points out that there were two very, very beautiful begodim that the Kohen Gadol wore. One was a tzitz. The tzitz went on his forehead, which is parallel to the Tefillin Shel Rosh. And we have as well the Choshen that went on his heart, which is parallel to the Tefillin Shel Yad. He says, why is it that we always put on the Tefillin Shel Yad, which is parallel to the heart, before we put on the Tefillin Shel Rosh? There's a din that something that's more Kodesh comes first. Something that is more Rogel comes first, something that's more Kodesh comes first. And if that's the case, the Tefillin Shel Rosh and the Tzitz, in its parallel forms, are more Kodesh than the Tefillin Shel Yad and the Choshen. So why is it that we always put on the Tefillin Shel Yad first, and we put on the Choshen first, and only then we put on the Tefillin Shel Rosh and put on the Tefillin Shel Rosh, and put on the Tzitz? So he says that it's impossible for a person to let their head work properly unless they first worked on their heart. Unless you've managed to uproot prejudice, yet managed to uproot your gaiva from your heart, you managed to uproot your bad midas, only then you can start using your head in the correct way and come out with the right decisions. If a person tends to start making decisions first using his head, and he hasn't worked on his midas, he's going to come to the wrong conclusions with his head. And if the first work on your heart, first work on your midas, that's parallel, connected to the heart of desire and taiva, first work on that, and then you can start even coming to the correct conclusions with your head. But without doing that, you're going to get lost.
You can logically rationalize any behavior.
You can, exactly. You can rationalize anything. Anything, sure. And you can come up with incredible sophistication of logic to rationalize anything. Sure, to annihilate millions and millions of people, of course. right? You just you don't have to go as far as Nazism. You can go just listen to the political debates on radio. Yeah, where is the heart and where is the brain? Are you working in your middles first and then coming to decision, or is you making your head first and you are rationalizing it with your heart? And that is what he was saying over here. First, put on your choshen. First, deal with your heart, your desire, your taiva, and then deal with the tits working with your head. Because if you don't do that, the pull and the push will push you off. Even more than that, this is incredible. The Kohen Gadol and the Melech, had something in common. And that was that we mentioned beforehand that the Choshen was in the heart of the Kohen Gadol, that's Tfilin Shel Yad. In other words, a Kohen Gadol had Tfilin Shel Yad and a Choshen on him. Right? The tzitz, he had on the tzitz, he had a tzitz and Tfilin Shel Rosh. It's a question of how they worked together, but that's what he had. In other words, a Kohen Gadol had two pairs of tefillin, as it were, on him at the same time. One that is giving the idea of the Tfilin Shel Yad is a Shava Tava Yisra Machshavi Shebalev, that's what we put on the Tfilin Shel Yad, on the heart, to bring over our desire and our taiva to Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And he has two things to counter that, that's a Choshen and a Tfilin Shel Yad, and two things in order to counter the head. What is that? The Tfilin Shel Rosh and the Tzit. What's that to do? And that is to be Meshabad our mind to Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Why did the Kohen Gadol, who is serving in a base of Mikdosh, who went Lifnai V'Lifnim, who is Kodesh Kedoshim, he went to a place nobody else could go, he's wearing the big Dekuna, nobody else could do this, why does he need two reminders of being Meshabad his Taiva and his mind to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and everyone else can get away with one? He should need it less. With all that's going on, he should need it less. The teretz is because there's always a pull and a push between Kovid and Tefores. There's always a pull and a push between Anova, and there's a push between Gaiva. And unfortunately, people who have become a Kohen Gadol and who are in a position of strength and a position of Kedusha and position of power and position of leading Klal Yisrael have a far greater Yetzer Hara to abuse that power and to use it in the wrong ways, and therefore they have to have a double reminder to make sure that they're behaving themselves, that they're doing Ratzon Hashem, which is an incredible thing. Average person is less of a reminder of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam than the Kohen Gadol does, because that is a koyach of the Yetzer Hara. The heart is able to completely the mind is able to completely switch a person and twist him if his heart is not dealing with the person. That's why we first put on Tfilin Shel Yad, which is dealing with the heart, which are dealing with a taiva, and then we can start making rational decisions with Tfilin Shel Rosh, with our heart, and that's with our head, and that's why he puts on the choshen first, and then the tzitz. The pasuk says very quickly. The pasuk says that by the me'il, it says that in Perichov. And you should hear the voice when you come into the Kodesh. So we're talking about the bells and the pomegranates at the bottom of the Me'il. And you should hear the voice when he comes into the Kodesh. In other words, it's an element of Derech Eretz, so don't come into a door without knocking on it. So people should hear you. But Mefarshim explain various different things. What one explanation is that Venishma Koyle, if you want to get your voice heard, Bavoya Lakodesh be about be a Yirei Shemayim. If you want to make an effect on people, work on yourself first before you try and start influencing other people. Soif Dova Hakol Nishma. If you want to hear everything else, Elakim Yorei, then you've got to have first Yirei Shemayim. That's one Peshat. But the real Peshat that many Mefarshim explain, which is negated to us, is that within ourself, we have to work on ourself. Within ourself, we're able to determine the truth. If we work on our middos, we can come out with logic. But Nishma Koiloi, who's Koiloi referring to? Our own Koil. There's a little voice inside us that knows the truth and can determine what's going on if we work on ourselves. Bevoya El HaKodesh, if we come deep down into the Kedusha within each and every one of us. You know, Reb Shach, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, there was terrible, terrible tragedies in Emmanuel. Terrible terrorist attacks. And they asked Reb Shach to come and to speak to them and give them a chizuk and together told them what they should be mechazik themselves in. Whether it's Shabbos, whether it's Lashon Hara, whether it's Snias, whether it's this, whether it's... What should be mechazik? Reb Shach said, I have no idea. You know, every person, called Odmi Dea Moras Nafshoi, a person, if they really want to find out, work on your heart, work on your taiva, learn musa, get into yourself, if a nishma koiloi, you'll be able to hear your own voice that tells you what to do, bavoyoi el kodesh, and that way you'll come to the kodesh, if you listen, really want to come to the kedusha. This pull and push, this drive between the inside and the outside, is something that we have at the end of the parasha. Not end of the parasha, we have parasha Zohar that tells us exactly this. Ramosha Feinstein asks, why is a Chiyuv Duraisa of parasha Zohar? Which according to most Rishonim is the only Chiyuv Duraisa of the Kriyas HaTorah. Parasha Sporah, some people say we don't pass that way, but parasha Zohar, why is it so important? So the Chinuch has one explanation. But Ramosha says, today it's not Negea, it's not relevant. You don't know who Amalek is. You don't know who Amalek is. This guy walking street, he's Amalek, you're going to kill him. It's not Negea.
They're all
Amalek. I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure they're Amalek. They could be. They're probably. They're Yishma. No. Amalek. If Amalek, the Gemara said Amalek's Edom, but Amalek is much more than that. But we don't know. We don't know. Don't stop being taken the civil. You won't do very well. Do you have a gun license? No. So what's the concept of Amalek? Says Ramesha, the concept is to drill into our minds that you can have a nation who saw the biggest miracles in the world, who left Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, and it went through a Kriyas Yamsuf, and they had the Esem Makus behind them, and they can have the audacity and the foolishness, because of their bad midas, to go along and ignore the outside effects, and go along and fight the Rebbein Shleilim through Klal Yisrael. That is something, says Rav Moshe, we have to make aware of ourselves, that you can be inspired and we can see world events and we can see unbelievable nisim in the world and it can mean nothing to us. We can do the most terrible things unless we work on ourselves. Rav Moshe says by Ne'ilah, we feel like it almost got wings, you know, Mamash almost flying. And what do we say? No, we say the man HaKadosh Baruch should take away from the Oishik Yedeinu, from the Gezeinu in our hands. Ne'ila, we're talking about Gezeila. We pass that Gezeinu, no. Unless you really work on ourselves, and you really internalize it and change what our lave is, then you can turn back to the most foolish, ridiculous things, even the greatest people. And this is the warning of Zohar. Zohar is to internalize it, to make sure that we've changed our hearts, to make ourselves working on our taiva, in order to be able to identify clearly what our mind really wants. This is a Brigdei Kahuna. The Kovod of Tzofares is a pull and a push between Gaiva and Anava. It's the idea behind using sometimes bad midas for our purposes. That's why Ptuchel Chosim Chosim Hashem. Sometimes it sits at Azus Metzach is a correct tool to use. That is the idea of first internalizing and getting clear the message of what we should be doing in our heart and then bringing it to our mind. And this is the concept of Parsha Zohar. Being aware that if we don't do that, we are eligible to be partners, Chalila Vachas, of Amalek. Shukriya.